I'm sad and I'm glad. I'm sad that I didn't really get to know this man. But I'm glad that I met him before he passed away. And I'm glad that I got to know the Giftology group. I was with them in Austin just, 2 weeks ago. This was a beautiful man right here. And a beautiful community. This book blessed me. This book blessed me. Give. It'll be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I was equally as blessed. Equally blessed, however you say that. To learn that he and I talked about this book. We were on the phone, and because I was also writing a book and at the same time, and he said, well, maybe we could collaborate, and he was going to be here. And as you know, John said, look, I'm going on family vacation. I'll call you when I get back. We'll put all the details together. And he passed away on his family vacation. But he had already written this book or almost finished it. I don't know the whole story. But you would have thought that we collaborated on this book because you would have thought that I'm in his head or he's in my head. But the truth is we both have the same heart. I love this. Relationships can take you places marketing can't. Jim said something like that a while ago. Word of mouth is the most powerful form of advertising, but asking for referrals can feel awkward and transactional. That's where the referral partner transformation system comes in. Instead of chasing fish, nagging for referrals, build a fishing fleet, a proactive system of partners and rich, R-I-C-H, relationships that effortlessly generate referrals month after month. This refreshing, sustainable approach to business growth replaces cold calls, ads, and algorithms with genuine partnerships and trust. Packed with proven, practical strategies, Beyond Giftology helps you create a network of loyal allies who want to see you succeed. Whether you're a service professional, sales leader, or a small business owner, solo or leading a team, Beyond Giftology turns timeless ideas into a transformative system for lasting success. Stop chasing, start building, and become blessed beyond measure. And you will be blessed by our next speaker, my new friend, Sarah Hardwick.
I don't need a fancy intro music because I have you. Well, thank y'all. Is my mic on? Am I good? Can y'all hear me? I say y'all because I'm in Texas, and I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I did grow up in New Jersey. So if I say my name, oh, we have a New Jersey someone? awesome. Well, thank you, Howard, for that kind, generous intro. Yes, I am here on behalf of our founder, John Rulin, who recently passed away, and it is still sometimes hard for me to say that. But I am here also because John made an introduction to Howard. I had an amazing relationship with John. John had an amazing relationship with everybody. And Giftology is more than just about giving gifts. It's about relationships. I feel blessed to be up here and, you know, go after Jim and Sherry talking today. My job's going to be so easy. relationship marketing. I know there's a quote, like, when two people say it, it must be true. So I don't think I have to convince you guys of anything today. But that quote that Howard just kicked us off with, relationships can take you places marketing can't. I was in that group over here this morning of the eyes. I'm not here to impress you. I'm not here to impress anything upon you that you don't already know. I think this room knows that relationships can take you places marketing can't. But I am here to influence you, to take action, to implement. I want to energize this fact here today that you need to care more about the people that you are in business with, the referral partners you have, the clients you work with, and hopefully build a system to help you do just that. Now, I have marketing can't in big red letters, and we're going to take a little bit of a fun moment here to make traditional marketing the enemy. The problem with marketing, I'm sure everyone has a million problems with marketing in their business. We mentioned some earlier. Facebook ads, SEO, my website doesn't look great, my social media, all those things, right? There's a million problems with marketing, but a few that I'll talk to you about today sometimes don't come up as much in our mind. Number one, we have all turned to digital for our marketing strategy. It's what the rest of the world has done as well. But unfortunately now, we are at the mercy of algorithms to push our businesses forward. For lack of a better term, we call this digital sharecropping. Business leaders have started to build their marketing engine on someone else's property. Now, Howard did tell my little secret that I am only 24. So this next example probably won't be a shocker to you. I do spend some time on TikTok and Instagram and all the social medias. But I'm sure all you guys remember at the beginning of this year, I mean, with just a signature, this app that lots of small business owners, service-based business professionals, built their full marketing strategy on was going to go away. If TikTok goes dark, some say they'll lose their livelihoods. Now, we all know about diversification and our strategies and all these things, but this is one thing that nobody can take away from you, relationships. Another thing about traditional digital marketing, competitors can copy it. Competitors can copy your marketing, your messaging, and your website, but guess what? They can't copy your relationships. Our friend Brittany Hodak says this, the best marketing isn't a clever tagline. It's the stories customers tell about you when you're not in the room. So how do we empower those people to talk about you when you're not in the room? How do we give them the right words to say? How do we energize them and get them excited to do just that? Now, wrapped up in a nice little bow of everyone talking about this today, what does this really mean for the future of your business? That an offline word-of-mouth engine, human relationships, H2H, human to human, are still the most reliable and the most trustworthy marketing investment you will ever make. And I love that we have that investment word there. Investing in relationships is a strategy. Businesses invest in Facebook, they invest in SEO, they invest in a new system. Investing in people can be a marketing strategy for your business. Now, what relationships should we focus on? I'm sure we've all met a gazillion people over our times being in different networking groups, working in different industries. The relationships that we want to focus on building and growing are ones that are rich. Yes. Ones that are rich, not ones that make you rich, but I think they are the same thing. RICH is an acronym that we have created for relationships that are reciprocal. Those people that refer you business or pour into you, demonstrate value in different ways. Influential, they have influence in their own communities, but they also are pouring into your life and have influence over your business. Connected, Jim brought up the connection of values. If you're a faith-based leader, being with another faith-based leader, that drives you both forward. That's a win-win scenario. And of course, the H here, humble. Giftology, our main principle here is generosity. being humble in the workplace. And so today we're going to talk about ways that you can build and grow rich relationships. Now, I like to sometimes put a little disclaimer here. Again, nothing I'm going to tell you is rocket science, but please hear me. I want you to think about the relationships in your life that you can start implementing these things now. So I know a lot of people have some pen and paper in front of them. If not, you have your phone. I want you to just quickly write down 5 rich relationships that you feel like you have in your orbit. Because the next couple of things that we're going to go through, I want you to leave today with steps to reach out to these people, to add value to these relationships, to engage them to be a referral partner for you. Now, I hope that is a pretty easy exercise. If it's not, we'll definitely talk about that, that we need to think about who we're spending our time, our money, our resources around. And maybe it looks more so like building those rich relationships than growing them. First thing here, Jim teed me up so well today. He just said, open your eyes, open your ears, listen more. We call it surveillance, and we think that you need to practice surveillance better. That's the first step. When you're in conversation with people, even when you're in a Zoom call, I work remotely, so I'm on Zoom all day long. I look at where people are in the background. Oh, you have white cabinets in your kitchen? Noted. That way I can follow up later and have that data in my CRM, not hopefully written on a sticky note that I'm going to lose, to show up and add value to that relationship. Open your eyes, open your ears, and ask the extra question. Harvey McKay, a lot of people know him from the McKay 66. 66 things in a customer profile that we should know. I don't even know 66 things about some of my coworkers that I spend every single day with. But what this does show is a lot of us don't take the extra step to find out these things about our customer or about our referral partner. A lot of times we can find out these things just by asking the extra question. Again, not a concept that is new, something I'm sure a lot of you guys do intentionally, but I want you to rewire your brain and make sure that you are doing this, because in the world that we live in today, with everything going so fast and you going from one meeting to the next and having to follow up with the next client and getting in your car and driving to the next meeting, we don't slow down to ask the extra question. I get in calls all the time with business leaders who have kids. I love it. Sometimes they apologize for the noise in the background. Typically, if I'm just moving quickly, I'll say, no worries, I can hear you fine, move on. Asking the extra question looks like, no worries, how old are your kids? What are their names? This is the time to collect that information, to practice surveillance. That way you can show up and demonstrate value in those relationships that are important to you. Same thing about someone's background, where they are on a Zoom call. I like to work at coffee shops all the time, so the Starbucks gift card mention and things like that today has been great. But if someone were to ask where I was working in a coffee shop, most of the time it isn't Starbucks, and they could really wow me with what coffee shop gift card I was at. If you don't know your client's spouse's names, that's the last one. Highly recommend getting that information. In the beginning of this year, I was scrolling on Instagram, as a Gen Z does, and because I've wired my brain to practice surveillance, I was stopped by this post. Now, I could have liked it, commented, moved on with my day, but because I was practicing and in a state of surveillance, I took this information and I added value to a relationship. I created a peak moment. Now, this is a connection of mine, Carolina Flores. She owns a media business down in Orlando, Florida. She said that she wanted to be spending more intentional time with the Lord, and she was going to do that by baking bread every single week for her family. Now, I'm about to get married in August, and I hear that's like the new thing to like bake bread from scratch and all the things, so I might need to learn from her. But I took a screenshot of this. I sent it to our team, got a gift in the mail, and I created a peak moment. She was met with a beautiful cast iron Dutch oven for her to bake bread with her family's last name engraved on the bottom. The knife had the scripture verse that she said she wanted to be more intentional about dwelling in the presence of the Lord, a Cutco knife, by the way. And this all happened within a span of a week, because when I practice surveillance and I use it to create a peak moment, this is a system that we can use on repeat. Now, I think this video is going to play. Let's see. And then her kids came in and started screaming, so I cut off the video there. Save you guys. This is what happens when you gift well. This is what happens when you create peak moments for your customers outside of the transaction. Creating peak moments for your referral partners outside of the time that you guys are doing business together. And it all starts with practicing surveillance. Now, I told Howard about this just a couple weeks ago when we were in Austin, Texas, but I actually got to experience a really cool peak moment that I wanted to share with you guys. Upon arriving at our Beyond Giftology book launch event that our team worked so, so hard to pull off, I walked into my hotel room and I saw a handwritten note sitting in my hotel room. Now, I thought the hotel was just pretty fancy, which Howard can probably attest. It was a nice hotel. But inside was a really thoughtful note from one of our customers. Doing giftology to me now, pulled a little Uno reverse, with a gift in my room. She knows I'm also getting married. Maybe people really want me to start to bake. They're like measuring spoons. And just was so touched. Now, the two pictures on the side are not pictures I took, but those are pictures of my room, because while she didn't do this, the peak moment I experienced was I got the penthouse suite of the hotel. The hotel thought I was special or something just because somebody wanted to put a gift in my room and upgraded it. I, though, thought that this woman, Vicky, upgraded my room, paid for that experience, which would have been awesome, and she totally should have lied and told me she did. She was truthful when I saw her at the event. I'm like, did you upgrade my room? No, you should have lied. That's the time that you should take the win on creating that peak experience without spending all that money, right? But this all spawned from having a rich relationship with Vicky. Vicky felt poured into by me, and she poured into me in return. That are reciprocal. Gifting, creating peak moments for people, listening. She practiced surveillance just by figuring out what hotel that I was staying in. Now, the fact that the hotel front desk gave away my room number and all the things, that's a little scary, but it works. The reciprocal nature of Vicky started because I gave her a three-way introduction that she says changed her life, changed her financial future. And this is point number three. You guys are all talking about referral systems, which I absolutely love. And I want you to master the three-way introduction. Vicky, through conversation, she had just sold her business and she was looking for a new job. Through another conversation that I was having with someone who owned a software company in Canada, they were looking to somehow replicate Giftology and this customer service experience, client experience in-house. Because Vicky has been a follower of Giftology for years, I was like, this is the perfect place for her, the perfect new job for her. Fun, she just sold her business, she wants something lighthearted, just to love on people for a living. And this is the email that I sent Michael, the owner of the software company. My relationship with Vicky has stuck out from the moment I began to build our gifting community. She even was an integral insider when we brainstormed Rich, someone myself and my team trust wholeheartedly and enjoy being around virtually, since I'm not in Canada, but guess what? She is. Savvy in a multitude of ways, she may be the savviest DIY gifter and gift hunter I've ever seen. Basically, our whole DIY gifting catalog is filled with her ideas, and the way she approaches impact and meaningful touches with her gifts is seriously incredible. I won't spoil all of her gifting greatness here, but she's a gem. Now, that took me a little bit longer to write than just picking up the phone and telling Michael that I have somebody in mind for his position, or just setting them up on a quick email chain, CCing Vicky, and moving on with the other a million emails that I have in my inbox. But when you introduce people in this way, when you edify people in this way, when you set people up to be referred in this way, this is how they will refer you. And don't you want a qualified lead coming into your business like this? The other piece that I'll just point out here before I move to this basic slide that you can just follow, take a picture of. And Michael, I would love for y'all to connect, even if not for a formal interview, but for a quick conversation. I do write y'all in my emails too, because it's a little quicker. I think getting Vicky plugged into what Circuit is looking for would be awesome, and synergies would emerge naturally. I gave them the next step. I'm not relying on Michael to come up with the next step for Vicky. I'm not relying on Vicky to come in there and try to pitch herself to Michael. I, as the referral partner, have a responsibility to make this relationship be served on a silver platter. And if we do that for our referral partners, the goal is that they do that for us. That's what a rich relationship is, reciprocal. So the three-way intro is pretty easy. Open your phone, pick two people, say nice things and give a reason. Vicky is awesome. She's a savvy gift giver. I think you guys would be a great fit for your new position. Suggest the next step. Hey, Michael, I would love if you would set up an informal interview. And press send. Now, I did it over email, but texting is definitely the way to go if you want it to be even more personal. John Rulin was the master video three-way intro connector. I had a gazillion of these on my phone. Howard, I don't think he introduced us through video. Dang. But the way that you can edify somebody through a live video is unmatched. Those words that I wrote in that email about Vicky, imagine those coming from my mouth, and not via a phone call, but actually in something that A, can be saved, and B, can be seen by the third party, by the person you are referring. Sending three-way introduction texts tees everybody up to start building synergistic, rich relationships. Does anybody utilize video in their referral partner building referral systems right now? Yes, yes, I know Howard does. I've received some videos from Howard. Okay, we'll get to implementing video here. But video is a big piece of what we teach. It's the way that you can show up in real life without showing up everywhere actually in real life. Even a FaceTime call or a Zoom call sometimes, that's 30 minutes on your calendar. And if we want you to build relationships, build referral partnerships efficiently, sometimes showing up like this in 5 minutes does the same thing. I'll play this video. This is from Vicky. She's learned well. She then sent me a video to report positive progress. Point number four, I know you guys all have a killer referral marketing program that gives you all the steps to follow up with referral partners, but if you are not doing this in one of those steps, please start. When you have been given an introduction to a referral, when you have reached out, when you have scheduled a call with them, we always want to report back how it went. That tells the referral partner that their friend, their client, whoever it may be, is truly being taken care of. I get frustrated with this on the receiving end of some referrals, or on the giving end of some referrals, excuse me. Even when it's, I referred my friend to my hairdresser. If my hairdresser doesn't follow up and let me know that my friend actually scheduled an appointment or it went well, she loves her hair, I'm left in the dark a little bit about asking my friend if she likes her hair and the person that I referred, did they botch your hair? Now I don't know how to ask and I don't know how to reach out and you're my friend, but my hairdresser is supposed to be this professional person that I can refer business to. This is key to making sure that everyone stays in the loop in a referral partner transaction. Now, if it didn't go well, you have an opportunity, because you've created this communication feedback loop, you have an opportunity to refine the referral. This is an email that I received from one of our referral partners. We referred him some business. Both were not a fit, unfortunately. And he came back and told us why. Yes, always follow up and thank somebody for a referral. Yes, follow up in the systems that you have set in your business, these referral partner marketing systems. But we also should be prepared with communication and a way to refine how they are referring you business. Now, if you close, follow up with a gift, which I know a lot of you guys are doing, notes, all of those great things. Our system is, if this referral partner is consistently referring you business, yes, of course, thank them every time. But we also want to show up for our referral partners when they're least expecting it, not in the time of the transaction. And if you want to systematize it, our timeline is 3 months. The transaction closes, you follow up with a gift 3 months later, and in the giftology way, you don't mention the referral. This is purely an action of appreciating the relationship outside of the transaction. Now, through some, you know, deduction, they can probably guess that you are loving on them because they are feeding you business and you guys have a great, rich relationship, rich referral partnership going. But making sure you have a system to report positive progress, to positively influence that referral partner and perpetuate them to continue to give you referrals is key. Now, just like the systems we've learned today, just like this reporting positive progress is a system that reinforces referral behavior from our current referral givers, the problems a lot of times are we have great connections, great people that we've met at events 2 years ago, great referral partners that maybe they're just in a really busy season in their business and haven't had time to refer you business, that aren't getting this treatment. It's a matter of recency bias. You're not appreciating that relationship because it's not right in front of you. A good system creates a scenario where you're getting more and better referrals from a partner in year 5 than compared to year 1. If you have just recently enrolled a referral partner and they're giving you and giving you and giving you a lot of business and you're appreciating and appreciating and appreciating, and then they have a little bit of a slower time and you don't continue that cycle of giving and appreciating, that's a sign that your system is broken. Your best referral givers should not be your most recent relationships. Relationships are a long game. We need to invest in the ones that are going to prove to be long-term for our business. Now, this is where my presentation gets fun. Systematically demonstrating value. All of the fun things that everybody has talked about today is a demonstration of value in your relationship. Gifting is a demonstration of value in your relationship. But the problem is we don't have it systematized. We reach out when we think about somebody. We send a note when we think about them. And guess what? We have a lot of other things to think about, and unfortunately, we probably don't think about them as much as we should. Even me, the system that I once had of having sticky notes all over my desk of the important people, I didn't have a way to make sure these demonstrations of value in the relationship actually got completed, that they were actually acted on. My favorite demonstration of value is video, as I mentioned before. And there's a way to systematically do this. If you feel a little iffy about video, send voice memos. The goal here is that you're building relationship through your phone, through your voice, without needing to set up back-to-back-to-back meetings. My favorite ways of systematizing this, stack your sends. That picture of me there on the left, I'm in the Charlotte airport. I always send videos in the airport because it gives me a reason to share what I'm up to and say hello to random people in my network. Oh, I'm headed to Houston to go to Howard Partridge's boot camp, right? That's creating connection and value in itself. A lot of times we don't know how to engage with our relationships because we don't know what to say. Find a time where you're just leaving a podcast, when you're about to get on a plane, even if you're about to go on vacation with your family. Show up, send a video, and stack your sends. I won't do something unless I have a list in front of me to do it, which I think was proven today because I was in this I group and apparently I don't get a lot of stuff done. So I typically will not send the videos or show up for the relationships that I need to unless I have a list of people ready to go to reach out to. I just create a notes list or have someone on your team create an iPhone notes list. Those things are shareable with checkboxes. You have these people's contact cards in your phone. Go through and have 10 names every single month that you're going to send a video to. Those five names I had you write down. I know video seems a little scary, but if everyone just left this boot camp sending five videos, a video to each one of those person, I promise that doors would open, referrals would be made, relationships would get richer. My last tip there is just do it. And I'm going to expose myself. I know I'm all done up in the left and I'm done up here, but the right side, not so much. When I think of somebody, I send a video. And I just do it. The left, I was feeling under the weather. I saw someone post on LinkedIn. It popped up on my phone, those random notifications that you get even when I shut them all off. I was drinking my coffee early morning in my office, not looking great, still sent a video. Made up a little funny excuse that I didn't have any makeup on, and I know you don't usually see me like this and whatever, and that adds personality. On the other side, I was on my way home from the gym. Sometimes that's the time I have to send videos. I'm sure you guys have packed schedules. I sent a video to somebody who I know has a shared interest in working out, the gym. And that can be a really powerful connection point. This one I know y'all do, or at least are told to do. Share, send, and recommend books. And look, I've got the power of community up there too. Extra brownie points for me. No, but I have it on my slide. But now I have the book too. So you did this. You shared your book. Thank you, Howard. I've seen Howard's back wall when he gets on a Zoom call. That's what I call a gifting closet right there. You have enough books to give away forever, probably. I know you probably want to keep them for yourself, but that's a way that you can systematically be able to demonstrate value in your relationship. I do have a gifting closet. I know I work for a gifting company, but sometimes when you receive things that you don't really need, you can put them in your gifting closet. Then you can send them to other people and appreciate those relationships. There you go. Have a gifting spreadsheet. My favorite thing to do when gifting a book is include a note on a random page. Sticky note, write in the book, put your phone number in there, whatever it is. Hopefully one day, if they're a reader, they'll get to that page. That's a nice surprise and delight moment for them to call you. You show up in a meaningful way just by sharing, sending, or recommending a book to them. I know this question was asked in the very beginning of the day, but could everyone who has a team raise your hand? Lots. Awesome. The problem most of the time with relationship marketing with a team, especially if your team is interfacing with your clients or your referral partners in different parts of the transaction or different parts of the system, is information is all over. Some people are getting different, I call them relational golden nuggets than others. Someone noticed that they're a Patriots fan. Someone noticed over here that they have three kids, right? And unless your team is so impeccable with their CRM, which if they are, like, amazing, our team is not. So we have to run these. We call them TAP meetings. This is a regular cadence meeting where all you do in the 30 minutes is talk about partners, talk about people. Unless we have time on our calendar, unless we have a system implemented, it's not going to get done. Now, these are exactly how these TAP meetings are run. Four questions that we all ask each other about the relationships that we are dealing with. What projects are we working on that we can enhance the experience? Do we have a client who is actually a little bit under the weather? They had to cancel our meeting on Friday. Can we send them some soup? What am I doing socially or professionally this week that we can have fun with? Was I already going to a social hour that I can invite somebody to? Open up your calendar, see how you can demonstrate value in relationships. Who in my work can I console, compliment, and congratulate? The three C's. Console, compliment, and congratulate. If we just did those three C's on a weekly basis, our relationships would get richer. And question four, my favorite. Who have I met with or talked to this week that we should gift? Now, there was a mention of somebody that literally, like, you see them once and a gift shows up in the mail. Is he here? No? Earlier, I think, with send-out cards? Larry, okay. This is the time on your calendar where truly transactions aside, business as usual aside, and we're actually thinking about relationships. If we truly believe that relationships can take you places marketing can't, shouldn't we spend the same amount of time on them in our business, planning, strategizing, as we do our other marketing tactics, as we do our sales calls, as we do with our operations team? TAP meetings allow for accountability between your team. When nobody is watching the relationship ball, it drops. Acceleration, this is how you fast track your important connections. We always say that gifting is what fast tracks your relationships. There's a million other ways that you can demonstrate value in your relationships, but it is one way that you can create that peak moment with somebody and invoke that emotion in them that may take years to build. And culture, we've all talked about this all day today. What gets recognized gets repeated. If your team sees you caring about your clients and your referral partners, I bet they will go out and do the same. Now, I've tiptoed around gifting this whole conversation today, but I just want to take a moment here to truly show you that gifting works. This type of gifting, giftology, our system, It's the gifts that impress the Sarah Blakeleys of the world. See, I said Sarah, and I have my New Jersey accent now, and I'm giving myself away. Dabo Sweeney. That mug in the center there, $2,000. A handcrafted mug that tells somebody's complete story, filled out by their spouse and their whole team and coworkers and best friends. These are the gifts that show up and create long-lasting relationships that unlock loyalty for you and your referral partners. A crash course of giftology here today. Always gift the recipient. Just because you really like the best red wine on the market, the $500 bottle, doesn't mean I do. In fact, I don't. When you are giving a gift, we want to make sure it suits them. Or else, gifting actually works in the wrong direction. Personalization. All of our gifts, this has been mentioned, all of our gifts are always engraved, embroidered, what have you, with the family name or a meaningful quote. I told the story about Carolina. That was a knife with a scripture verse on it. That's meaningful to her. That's personalized to her. Handcrafted for the Partridge family. No logos. Personalize the gift to them. Timing. This is like our favorite rule. No ABC gifting. No anniversaries, birthdays, or Christmas. If you're showing up and investing all this money into gift baskets and cookies around the holidays when everybody else will, your gifting strategy, your relationship strategy doesn't stand out. You want to surprise and delight them by showing up on a random Tuesday when they have no other gifts in the mail and showing how much you love and appreciate them, how much you love and appreciate their family. And that's the next point, the inner circle. I love that y'all all are a part of your own inner circle here. And in our terms, the inner circle is somebody's family in their home, their kids, their pets, their spouse. John's mentor had this quote of, when you take care of the family, everything else takes care of itself. More often than not, if we are dealing with a businessman in the relationship, we may send gifts to the wife or vice versa. If you are able to gift the inner circle, you have basically just implanted a salesperson of your company in their house. John had so many stories about people maybe not wanting to work with them again or whatever, and the wife or husband being like, wait, but they sent us really nice gifts that we use every day. And that use every day piece is also really important. Practical luxuries. If they're using a gift from you every single day, think about how many times a day they are thinking about you. If it's something that just sits in their desk or goes into a closet, your gift did not work to your favor. It's not a part of your marketing strategy. I know I mentioned soup, we've mentioned brownies, we've mentioned cookies. All of those things do work. We break our own rules sometimes too. But when it comes to practical luxuries and things that are kept, we drink a bottle of red wine and then we throw it away. We eat a box of cookies and we throw it away. When you are thinking about your relationship strategy and using gifting to do it, think about the things that they are going to keep. And of course, every single one of our gifts come with a note. We want to frame the gift with gratitude and appreciation and why we are sending it. Anyone doing a form of giftology well? Yeah, I like it, yeah, awesome. Back to the beginning here. The gifting is fun. Demonstrating value is a system we can all implement. We need the practice surveillance. We need to show up for our clients, our referral partners, better in a more systematic way. But ultimately, it all comes back to relationships. If we have an everyday, every moment mindset and heart set around taking care of people, around taking care of relationships, our business will grow. Because because relationships can take you places marketing can't. Who believes that? Amen. Well, I'll end on an amen then. That was good. Thank you. Thank you. I just love to share this last verse here. This was John's favorite verse. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And I hope you feel that today. I think this community cultivates that so well. I hope you guys give to each other in this room. Give gifts, give connections, give referrals. And I hope you truly implement these relationship strategies into your business. Thanks, y'all.
Look at this. Sherry, I need a mic, please.
Thank you. Sarah, that was freaking awesome, and you're awesome.
Oh,
good job.
Thank you, Sherry. You're awesome. Oh, we got music.
You know, several years ago, must have been maybe 15 years ago, something like that, Santiago had just done a presentation, and I took him out for a big steak dinner, and I looked across the table to him, and I said, man, as good as you are right now, I can't imagine what you're going to be like 10 years from now. And that's what I was thinking about you. Give it up for Sarah one more time.
Thank you.
And I have a question for you.
Yes.
Don't you guys have a phenomenal course?
Yes.
Okay, could you tell us about this course?
Yes. So I talked to you all today about rich relationships. Really where our focus is, and relationships can take you places marketing can't, is referral partnerships. Those are the relationships that can take you places marketing can't. So we do have a course. It's called Referral Partner Transformation. It walks you through collecting those contacts, those people that are already in your network, some of the names that you already started writing down here today, and actually energizing them through communication strategy, through demonstrations of value, all the things, into hopefully being able to go out into the world and start referring you business in a way that you wish to be referred. So that's a full system, comes with a playbook, a community space that allows you to ask questions, and we're really excited about that direction.
It's a wonderful course. It's very well done, very well produced. I bought the course, and I'm a guy that's been teaching this for a long time. I want to recommend this course to you guys. Now, the course is $2,600, and today, I always want to make it special for y'all, for Inner Circle, and also want to always bless the folks who come and serve us. So today, you're going to get this course for $1,800, okay? $1,800 instead of the $2,600. So what is that, $800 off?
Yeah, but I'm in the I group. I'm not that good at that.
Okay. But that's not all. But that's not all. But wait, there's more.
What do you get for me first?
So the first 10 people, the first 10 are going to get not one of these books, not 10 of these books, not 20 of these books, 50 of these books. These are like almost $30 each, so that's $1,500 for books. And what are you going to do with these books? Yeah, give them away. This is a phenomenal book. If I wrote a book, I would have written this book, okay? So who's in? I need 10 of you. One, two. Who else is in? Oh, okay. 3. Not doing as well as I thought I was doing up here. 4.
I thought I teed it up with the gifting closet.
I know,
like,
right?
$50 for your gifting closet to give.
By the way, my wife, Denise Cajet Antoinette Pinella Partridge, is here from Jersey. She has gift closets.
There you
she
go.
Actually has gift closets.
So maybe it's a Jersey thing.
Maybe it's a Jersey thing.
Okay.
Okay.
So
we got 4 people who are in. Okay.
Got another one over here.
All right. So how about if I do this? Huh? Got 5. Okay. 6. All right. Thanks. Perfect. Okay. Listen. You can sell the books and get all your money back. Okay. I mean, you know, there's a lot of ways you could do this. First 5. That's what we're going to do. If you're interested in the 50 books or the course, then come talk to us. If you want to do payments, you can do that. But let's support this great work. Yes?
Yes.
Or yes. Give it up for Sarah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
I need to make sure. I think you took my book.
Is this your book?
I don't know.
Okay.
I hope I have like things highlighted.
I want that book.
You might get a special.
That's your book.
I need to take this back.
Yeah, I love it. Well, you're right. Somebody is going to inherit a phenomenal library. Let me get this QR code up for you guys. Let me find it. Okay, here we go. Okay, here's the QR code for those of you. I'd like to have 10 so that we can move all these books. I bought 500 books. I'd like to sell all of them today. And we will ship them for you. Also, those of you that are doing the package, what I'd like for you to do is come get your book, get your first one, and then we'll ship you the other 49, okay? So be sure to come and get your first book. We're going to take a quick break. Go get your books. If you want a payment plan, we can do that. If you want just books, we can do that. If you want just the course, you can do that. And by the way, when you go to this QR code, there's a video where Sarah will share with you what the course is about. So you can do that on the break. When we come back, we're going to do something pretty special. I am going to get my voice back in the next 15 minutes. And one of the things that we've always done here at Inner Circle is we've always had a spiritual session. And the reason for that is that there is no true success, in my mind, without a relationship with our Creator. Period, end of story. We're not religious. It's just the truth. And normally I have someone else do it, but I thought we're at my church and we're in my backyard, so I'm going to share with you my spiritual testimony. And I'm going to share some things that will, I think, really enlighten you. I've had a lot of conversations with people who are either, you might consider themselves enlightened, and the only thing that they know about Christianity is religion. And you might be surprised that there's no such thing as a Christian religion. It's not a religion. It's a faith. It's a relationship. And so I'm going to talk through what's the deal here between the people who are very religious and Christian religion over here. And over here where people feel like, well, you just kind of make up your own thing. Everything in between. So I'm going to share my testimony. I'm going to share some things that I've learned. I've been a believer since 1987. I'll share that story with you. So let's come back. If you would like to hear that, Let's come back at 4:15, and we'll have you out of the building by 5 o'clock. Yes or yes? Okay, so let's get your giftology program. Let's get your rich relationship program. I'll be back with my voice in 15 minutes.